The new taproom of Crabtree Brewing in Greeley is bustling. Customers sit at large wooden tables, snacking on popcorn and chatting over their favorite locally brewed pint. For owner Jeff Crabtree, who used to be an economist, deciding to expand was simply a business necessity.
Traditional lending, personal investment, private investment. If you can get over those first financial hurdles, you can open up a tap room and make quality beer with minimal staff. And as long as your location is great, it's the new coffee shop for beer drinkers.
When Crabtree opened his brewery 6 years ago, the market growth was not in tap rooms, but in bottling and selling your beer directly to local distributors. It was a very expensive and sometimes cost-prohibitive process.
My favorite thing before the tap room was selling draft beer to restaurants because you didn't incur those packaging costs. When you walk into a liquor store and you grab a six-pack off the shelf, consumers have no idea how much money it took just to get that six-pack to that shelf, and how much money it continues to take.
According to a 2012 University of Colorado Lead School of Business study, Colorado is home to the fastest-growing beer market in the country, and the Front Range is the largest craft brewing market in the U.S., with 74 breweries in operation as of last year.
What I'm being told, is anecdotally, is we're near saturation.
That's Michael Ehler, broker and partner of Realtek Commercial Real Estate Service in Fort Collins.
You know, I don't work in that industry that much. I think there's always niche markets. I imagine Greeley, there's probably room because they're not in there already, so many. But I think it's a point where a lot of due diligence is going to have to be performed to see what the market is, how many more can we really support.
Echo Brewing, High Hops Brewery, and Hardtail Brewing all opened up tap rooms in Weld County last year, and three more potential breweries are looking for space in downtown Greeley. Even if things were nearing a saturation point, Daniel Bradford says craft breweries will continue to find a way to sell their beer. Bradford is the publisher of All About Beer magazine.
In Boulder, there are how many coffee shops? How many medical marijuana places in Boulder? So how can we talk about saturation with beer bars?
Speaking at the recent Big Beers, Belgians, and Barley Wines Festival in Vail, Bradford says the craft beer culture is such a close-knit community, and there's little reason it shouldn't continue to grow and mature without risk of saturation and overcompetition.
All these breweries, they huddle together. They get together as much as possible. They share notes. They're excited about that. And the ones that viewed this as serious hardcore competition, they aren't around. They're just not around.
Back at Crabtree Brewing, owner Jeff Crabtree agrees. Kind of. He says there is plenty of demand for breweries in northern Colorado. However, it takes more than being part of the beer community to make it in the brewing business.
You know, right now, I love to make beer. A lot of home brewers are making a lot of good stuff. If you've got the business mind to go behind it, just being able to make beer, in economics, you can make a widget, but if you can't sell it, you're not gonna survive.
Well, 2012 numbers have yet to be released. In 2011, the craft brewing industry overall grew 13% by volume, with over 11 million barrels of beer sold. In Colorado, the entire beer industry's economic impact to the state is estimated to be in excess of $18 billion. Even though it's still a relatively small cut of the overall beer market, experts say new craft breweries should have no trouble finding or meeting demand. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.